This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com. I've got to run to keep from hell, and I'm
bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Chris,
yeah! All right, come on, boost the volume. I can barely hear it. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! McMonagle here with you on the Fan 1202. That's right, 5-hour midnight ride as I take it till 5 a.m. and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. We got Rosenberg on the other side still for a few minutes. Fliegelman's with us. Ryan is running the show tonight, so give him a call at 888-808-1019. We got a lot to get to. Guess what? Today was about the quarterback position. What a shocker. Yeah, we got crazy injuries constantly every day in spring training. And we'll get to some of the baseball. We'll get to Stanton. We'll get to some of the names hitting home runs for both the Mets and Yankees that could make things interesting for how this how these rosters are going to shake out. Ta-da-da! All right, go enjoy your Thursday morning, Paul. See ya. Make sure you got that cut for him, all right? Oh, is it Wednesday morning already? Jeez.
Can you get the name of the day
I'm
right,
always
please?
A day ahead, so I thought, like, in my mind it was Wednesday, next day is Thursday. I'm losing it.
It's his weekend, so let him have the 2 days he
needs. Okay, take it. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Chris.
You got it.
You have a good show, okay?
Thank you. And I just so you know, I look better in a beard than you do. I got to just get that beard. That's the problem.
You have a good mustache. You won't have a good beard.
I don't have a good mustache. I have a world-class mustache, okay?
So depends first on your off, definition right of world class. To be fair,
well, I think
Rosenberg's one of the very few full timers here with always a full beard.
No, I know. I saw his tweets. He's very upset that he doesn't get his beard credit. So I just wanted to let him know that although it's nice, that fabricated photo blows your beard to out the water. All right, this is the opening of the show.
Big beard energy.
That's right. Well, let me ask you a question because we heard all the coaches. We heard. The GMs, we heard Aaron Glenn speak for the New York Jets, and I want to start there because I had a couple issues with the New York Jets. Shocker. I had a couple issues with the New York Giants we'll get to as well. But obviously, this is all about the quarterback position, right? And so today, as we get ready for the combine in a couple days, and we know Shedeur Sanders isn't throwing at the combine, and all these questions about the roster, and this is the first time that the New York Jets have had a chance to speak to the media, to their fan base, about the decision that they made, the most important position on the team, the quarterback, and the decision that they made moving on from Aaron Rodgers. And I had a problem with some of the things that were said, and I also had a problem with the way in which they were said. Because a couple of things just, you know how I feel about this, and it continues to not make sense to me. And I got to be totally honest with you. Like, first, they don't really give you a reason. And I know Evan was on this today, and he's 100% right. Muji opens up his press conference and says, I want to address the Aaron Rodgers situation. And he gives us, okay, you know, there was no ultimatum. That piece of news, that it wasn't like, hey, are you willing to stop doing the Pat McAfee show? Hey, can you make sure you're here every day? And either you got to do those two things and play by the book, or we're going to get rid of your ass. Like, okay, so that didn't happen. All right. But can you tell us why you moved on? And I understand that it's, some people will tell you, well, Chris, it's obvious. I want to hear why you moved on from a four-time MVP, a player who gave you as good a play at the quarterback position as the Jets have had since 1969. I want to know why you moved on from him. Give me a little bit on why Aaron Rodgers wasn't for you. And they really didn't tell us anything. And then they continue to tell you it's about winning now. Well, I spin the damn wheel every day at 3 a.m., and we will do it again today. And we could talk about the idea of the pie in the sky, Matthew Stafford coming here, and we could talk about everything else. How in the world? I continue to say this, and I don't understand it. Stop. How can you tell me it's about winning now, that you're making decisions based on winning today, when you just got rid of the best option you have to win today in Aaron Rodgers? And I know we disagree on it, or at least some people do. Again, tell me where they're getting a better quarterback. If this is about winning now, tell me where they're getting a better quarterback where they don't have to, you know, and add $35 million to whatever quarterback they bring in. Aaron Rodgers would have been willing to take a pay cut. Aaron Rodgers would have taken less of a cap hit. Now you're doing whatever the new quarterback is. And by the way, Tyrod Taylor, who they didn't seem all that happy with. Well, I can't commit to Tyrod Taylor. We got free agency. We got the draft. We got this. We got that. Tyrod Taylor's the only quarterback on the roster. And explain to me how Tyrod Taylor gives you a better chance to win now. And I know I've said all this, and this is nothing new, and it's how I feel about what the Jets are doing right now. And I understand why he's talking about winning now, because ultimately, it is important. I think winning now for the New York Jets is as important or more important than any team in the NFL, and especially more important than even the New York Giants, who we're going to get into in a little bit. Like, I think and this is another problem I had with Aaron Glenn. Because Aaron Glenn is walking into a very difficult situation. And he opened the press conference saying how happy he is to be here. And I'm glad he's happy to be here. And I'm sure he is. But when he speaks and how he spoke in this press conference, I'm not sure he understands the challenge he is taking on. Because you can give me all the coach speak in the world and tell me, hey, it's about winning now. And tell me, hey, you know, we got a lot of good players. And tell me that you're pissed off that we're still talking about the quarterback position. It's the first time you've stepped in front of the media to answer the question on Aaron Rodgers. And yet you're pissed off? What are you pissed off about? It's the most important position in the NFL. You're talking about winning now. If you don't have a quarterback on the roster, and you want to, and you're talking about winning now, you don't have a quarterback, and you're pissed off that that's what the questions are about. Like, do you realize what you're stepping into, Aaron Glenn? You are stepping into a franchise that everybody thinks is run by a bunch of fools and idiots. You are stepping into a franchise that is the epitome of losing. And right now, represent losing more than any other professional sports team in all the land. In any professional sport, if they get paid to play, nobody loses more than the Jets. You're stepping into a roster that, as you said, and we'll play the clip in a little bit. Oh, we have great players on this team. I'm pissed off that it's only about the quarterback. What about Quinnen Williams? What about his brother? What about Sauce Gardner? What about Garrett Wilson? Like, we got players on this team, yeah. And you want to win now, and you're not giving them a quarterback. And you're wondering why that's the question. You know why that's the question? Because all of those other guys are kind of givens, right? We know the roster is good enough. That's why when you brought in Aaron Rodgers, or they did before obviously he was the coach, everybody, myself included, a lot of the NFL world, told you they were going to be a playoff team. They were going to be a threat to get to the Super Bowl. They were going to be one of the best teams in the AFC. Why? Because we know the talent on this roster. And to me, I got to be honest with you. His entire tone, I know he is a coach speak, fast talking, energetic kind of speaker. But if you listen to him and if you watch the press conference, again, the one-on-ones later was a little bit different. But that press conference, as he's answering the questions and he's talking about the quarterback position and everything that comes along with his decision, he seemed angry. He seemed adversarial, and he seemed pissed off. And I'm sorry. If you're going to tell me you know this team, and you know this franchise, and you're happy to be here, and you're taking on this challenge, and you're going to give me Bill Parcells, and you're going to give me the 98 AFC Championship game, and you're going to talk as if you understand what's going on, well, then why are you so mad when the first time you speak to the media after your decision to get rid of a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl champion who just put up some of the best numbers, win or lose, and I understand they didn't win a lot of games, but just put up some of the best numbers the franchise has ever seen at the quarterback position. You yourself just listed a bunch of really talented players who you had to talk about addressing this decision with them because they're all bummed out about it because they've seen terrible quarterback play over the last handful of years and seen what it's done to the team. You had to talk to Quinnen Williams because he's taken to Twitter. You're going to have to talk to Jermaine Johnson because he's talking about how what a wonderful player he is. You're going to have to talk to Solomon Thomas because he's going on and on about how great Aaron Rodgers is. And because they don't want to rebuild, they want to win now. So you're in front of the media. You're talking about winning now. You're talking about how good the roster is. Well, this roster isn't going to, those guys aren't going to be here forever. So it is about winning now. So if it's about winning now and you talk about how good the rest of the roster is, you have the 7th pick in the draft, what do you expect the questions to be about? Like, honestly, what did you think you were going to be asked today? He said, well, listen, Muji addressed the Aaron Rodgers situation, so, and it kind of pisses me off that we're still talking about it, or it pisses me off that that's all we talk about when it comes to winning. Well, you just said, I've got defensive tackles. I've got an excellent linebacker. I have an all-pro wide receiver. I got a shutdown corner. I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that. And yet, no one's supposed to talk about the one position that makes it all come together? It actually pisses me off. I did not love his tone. I didn't love the idea that questions about the quarterback are already bothering him. This is a franchise that hasn't answered that question in decades. Decades! And now this coach understands what it's like to be on this coach understands this franchise. This coach, he's been here. This coach gets it. This is different. This is not like hiring a rookie defensive head coach who's going to be, you know, in over his skis. That's not him. He's a culture builder. He understands the franchise. Well, if he understands the franchise, then what is he all upset about answering questions about the most important position in football and a position that has hampered the success of this franchise for decades? I got to be honest. I did not love the press conference. I thought his initial press conference, his introductory press conference, he was great. In this one, he seemed annoyed, he seemed adversarial, and he seemed like he didn't want to be there. I did not love what I heard from Aaron Glenn. And listen, we're going to find out about the quarterback position, and we'll see what they can do. They're going to, you know, look to win now. Again, we'll spin the wheel at 3 o'clock, and you can tell me where the quarterback is, where they can win now with. Now, Matthew Stafford is going to be a conversation. I don't know how much of that is circling around the Jets. obviously the Giants and what you heard from Joe Shane and his desire to take a swing at the quarterback position, and we'll get to the Giants in a second, but Joe Shane talking about taking a big swing at the quarterback position, which is ironic coming from someone who's had three drafts now and hasn't taken a single swing on the quarterback position, and the only swing he took was paying Daniel Jones, and he openly, and still said it again today, was paying Daniel Jones, and the decisions they made after that first winning season was probably the worst decision he made and set the franchise back. And we'll see what they believe in as far as, you know, it sounds like they definitely want to draft one of the quarterbacks and they want to get a veteran in here. But one thing that Joe Shane said that I have to push back on a little bit. Joe Shane said that they are, and I'm not saying you have to say different, but I just want to say that I completely disagree with him, and I hope he's just saying it for saying it's sake. They talked about, well, listen, with that third pick, we got to get, first of all, he admitted that he doesn't know Cam Ward all that well. He can't say he doesn't know Shedeur Sanders. There's literal, like they know, we know he's talked to Shedeur Sanders. But he says he doesn't know Cam Ward well. This is an opportunity to get into the room with him. And with that third pick, they're open to anything. They could move up. They could move back. And when he said it, I almost hit the ceiling. Because let me tell you something right now. There is no way in hell the New York Giants should move back in this draft. I will be absolutely apoplectic if they move back in this draft. It would make zero sense. Zero sense. And don't give me where the roster is and how many picks they could get. Absolute nonsense. There are two options. Two options. And here's how the draft works out in a nutshell. And we could talk about people don't like Shedeur Sanders. I was driving and listening to where I wasn't Keith. I was doing a bunch of different things, listening to some podcasts and everything. And I heard someone say there's a comp to Shador's ceiling is Geno Smith. So you're hearing Geno Smith. I was having a conversation yesterday with Gio, and he's telling me he's hearing people say that, you know, the comps are ridiculous. Chad Pennington is the comp for Shedeur Sanders. Whatever the case may be, this is most likely, in most everyone's opinion, a two-quarterback draft. And then there are two generational talented players in Hunter, the shutdown corner, who might be a gadget wide receiver, and Carter, the linebacker and pass rusher. At number three, you are guaranteed one of two things. You are guaranteed the quarterback you believe in, that you think can be the next franchise quarterback for the New York Giants, where nothing, and I'm sorry to upset you, Aaron Glenn, with this comment. I hope you're not listening, and I don't want to upset you and get you all mad. But nothing is more important than finding that franchise quarterback. Nothing. So either you have your franchise quarterback, or at least the person you believe is the franchise quarterback, or you have an all-world shutdown corner or an all-world edge rusher. You're guaranteed one of those things with the third pick. And this roster, I know there's holes throughout it, but the idea of trading back for more picks and passing up on a quarterback or an uber-talented best player in the draft, generational talent, is absolutely asinine. They better either the move up part, I'm with you. If you, after all these meetings, you love Cam Ward and Cam Ward's your guy, move up and take him if you feel you need to. Or Shedeur Sanders is your guy and you will not be able to sleep at night unless you leave that draft with Shedeur Sanders, move up and take him. Or you think Carter is the next Lawrence Taylor and you'll be sick if you leave the draft without him, move up and take him. I don't care. But you do not move back. This team does not have enough great talent. And that's what makes, I mean, we could talk till we're blue in the face. First of all, he's had two bad drafts and one good draft. And now we're going to expect this GM, who might not even be making the picks if he's moving back and getting second rounders and whatever else next year's draft. He might not even be making the picks he's trading for. There is no way in hell the New York Giants should be trading down. You either trade up or you take your quarterback or an all-world talent at the third pick. That's the one thing out of the Joe Shane press conference that jumped out at me. They better not move back. We'll talk about how they're definitely going to get a veteran quarterback even if they draft a guy at three, which I think is the smart move, other than Matthew Stafford. We'll get into whether or not Matthew Stafford makes sense for the Giants and his $50 million asking price, as well as trading for him. And the New York Jets, as we'll spin the wheel of culture quarterbacks at three, continue to tell you that it's about winning now. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback. We have other great players that are fed up with losing, other great players I might not be able to give a legitimate quarterback to, and I'm going to try and build with this young core that won't be young and won't be inexpensive in a year or two. I don't get it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Boom. With so much drama. And there is drama with the Jets. I got to be honest with you. I was just talking with Fleeks, big Jet fan. I thought Glenn came across terrible. I really did. Like, the idea that he's annoyed and just from the after he said he's happy to be a Jet coach, like, and maybe it's just him, and maybe we'll learn that's him. But it felt adversarial with the media from almost every answer. And then he's all mad, like, what did you think you were going to be asked about? Like, how in the world? Like, we're told this guy's supposed to know what it's like and what the Jet organization is about. You have to understand what you're walking into there.
I'd be like someone taking a job at WFAN and being like two shows in, like, well, I didn't realize we were going to talk that much baseball here.
Yeah, I know, right. No, I know. I thought it was, and then as we were just talking again, like he says, you know, it's about winning. Every decision is about winning now. And then when asked about the quarterback and what kind of quarterback he would want, like, he describes Aaron Rodgers. Like, they talk about a winning quarterback. They talk about, like what? Like, I'm baffled. I'm baffled by the whole thing. I really am. I truly am. It really makes me wonder if everybody's on board with the Jets on exactly what's going on. Because I just don't understand it. I don't understand what they're thinking. I don't understand what the options are. Now, to me, if I'm the Jets, I try and figure out a way to get a quarterback at 7. I know Mel Kiper just put out a mock draft for what that's worth. And he has Shedeur Sanders falling all the way to the Jets at 7. Now, if Cam Ward, and he won't be, or Shedeur Sanders, and I don't think he will be either, but if either one of those quarterbacks fall to 7, I mean, the Jets have to take him, right? I would be interested in moving up if I'm the Jets. I got to solve that quarterback position. What else am I going to do? We went through the names. We'll continue to go through them at 3 o'clock. Like, who are you going to go get? And you're talking about winning now and you just... I know he got banged up. And I know it's unlikely to think he'll stay healthy throughout the whole year. I know. But give me another guy who gives you a better chance of winning now than Aaron Rodgers, who's already on the roster, who wanted to be here, who would have played ball and worked out a contract. Now you're paying whoever you're bringing in, you know, probably on a short-term deal, right? I don't know how much minutia you're going to be able to move with his cap hit. Plus, you got a $35 million cap hit from Aaron Rodgers, who's not going to be here. And I just thought Glenn had a bad day. I thought it was a bad look for Aaron Glenn. I really did. I thought it was a bad look for him. I don't know what he was so angry about. Again, do we have that cut? I asked Paul to pull it up when he's asked when he's talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he's annoyed that's still the conversation. Like, this is the new head coach of the Jets that I've been told understands what comes along with being the Jets head coach. Well, how do you not understand that you just got rid of a 4-time MVP, Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer? This is the first time you've addressed the media since. The entire NFL is based on quarterback play, and this is your response when you get asked about the quarterback for maybe the second or third time in the press conference?
We're confident we're trying to win games. So that may be, it is what it is. So, and that's it. And the thing is, I don't want to disrespect any other players we have on our team. And it kind of pisses me off and some of the other players that's what we all talk about. You have Quinnen Williams, you have Quincy Williams, you have AVT. Now you have Joe Tippmann. All those guys need to be respected as far as winning games also.
Yeah, they do need to be respected as winning games. That's why you got to give them a quarterback and go out there and win them games. But what are you so mad about? And who exactly is it pissing off? Because half of those players that you mentioned went to social media or went on podcast and talked about how much they love the quarterback and how disappointed they are he's leaving. And I know Aaron Rodgers lost a lot of games last year and the Jets didn't win anything, but none of those players that you just mentioned who have been around have won a damn thing. They're part of the team that's currently holding the record for the longest playoff drought in professional sports. Aaron Rodgers didn't win last year. Aaron Rodgers has won a hell of a lot of games. So I didn't understand any of that. I just didn't understand the entire press conference. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. We'll go a little bit more in depth with some of the Giants stuff. I just wanted to make sure that came across in the open. If the Giants move back, I'm done. I'm telling you right now, if the Giants trade, I will be done. If they forego drafting a quarterback after they're talking about taking big swings, if they don't take a quarterback with that third pick and they move back and give up the opportunity to draft their franchise guy or an all-world talent in Hunter and Carter, I'm done. I'm done. Let's go to Charlie and Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, C-Mac. How we doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been on the Aaron Rodgers thing. I don't believe how many people didn't want him back because I thought he had a fantastic end of the year. I thought he was still recovering from the whole Achilles. Mm-hmm. I thought the way he moved towards the end of the year, he was the man for this year coming up forward if we were going to win. And I'm not happy. I was happy with the two hires. And Aaron Glenn, I loved him when he was a player for the Jets, too. But what I heard today from both of them, you didn't have to go to Harvard or MIT to understand football 101. The quarterback's the most important position out there. And we don't have a plan right now. Unless you're landing East Stratford, and listen, no offense, Stratford's costing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers would work his contract around it. Stratford's going to cost a lot of money. And I think he's a better quarterback, Stratford, but Aaron Rodgers would have just been doing anything he had to do to win and play for the Jets for another year and put them in the right spot for next year. And we have a ton of talent around there.
Yeah.
Between the running backs, wide receivers,
right.
Their decision they made. And I'm still scratching my head, and I still don't believe how many people on this radio station thought it was the right decision.
I didn't understand that. I don't get it either, Charlie, and thank you for the call. Now, look, if you trade for and sign Matthew Stafford, you're going to sign him to a long, I don't know about a long-term, three-year deal, right? So you'll be able to maneuver that cap money around. Right, I heard Tiki talking about this today. For the New York Giants, and I know, you know, the owner of the Jets doesn't like to give money up front, you know, wouldn't want to give money up front, but part of the reason maybe the Giants went out and sold 10% of their team, or they haven't sold it yet, I believe. They're looking for potential buyers of 10% of their team is because they want an influx of cash because there are ways to sign players and give them, you know, like put money in escrow for them at this as a signing bonus, and it makes it a hell of a lot easier to deal with a cap situation. So if you bring in Matthew Stafford, you sign him to a contract, you manipulate the cap a little bit, it might not kill you that first year. Eventually, you're going to pay the piper. But it might not kill you that first year while you're dealing with Aaron Rodgers' $35 million cap hit or whatever. But still, like it's going to cost you a lot of money. Now, at least that, you want to tell me, like, if they go out and trade for Matthew Stafford, well, now I can't quibble about the product on the field or the winning now argument. Now you've won, now you've sold me on the it's about winning now argument. You go out and get Matthew Stafford, I, the Aaron Rodgers defender, can't tell you I expect that Aaron Rodgers would have a better season than Matthew Stafford. I still think it's possible, as crazy as I am. Like, I wouldn't bet against it. It's still possible Aaron Rodgers has a better year next year than Matthew Stafford. I guess depending on the team and the situation. But, I mean, I can't argue it. And I can't tell you I'm confident. Matthew Stafford was still a very good quarterback last year and led the Rams to the playoffs and was right there. And I heard Keith talking about this before as I was taking my son home from basketball practice. A lot of people have said, you know, he was driving down the field to beat the Eagles. I do think that's a little more fair than Keith thinks it is. But at the very least, they played the Eagles as well as any other team that the Eagles faced in the playoffs. No, I mean, there's no doubt. They gave them more of a game, and he played well in the elements and, you know, was in the red zone to throw a touchdown to beat them. So if you go get Matthew Stafford, well, now some of this stuff starts to make sense. But I just don't know if Stafford wants to be there. I don't know if that's what the Jets are looking at. But I was surprised that he thought that anything else was on the table. Because he himself, when he says, look at all the other talented players we have, well, what else there to talk about then? Like, it's the combine. And this is the first time you're addressing the media after you made the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is not only is he a Hall of Famer, not only is he a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl champion, he's also one of the more polarizing professional athletes in all the world. Like, did you not expect that entire press conference to be about Aaron Rodgers? What did you think you were going to go talk about? How to break down a vertical leap? Like, I understand it's the combine. That's what the conversation was going to be. And rightfully so, because the Jets don't have a quarterback, and you're going to keep throwing win now, win now, win now in my face. How? How? Kevin and Carmel, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on? I'm 32 years old. Mm-hmm. Giants, Knicks fan. So I've seen the Giants to me too. My friends say I'm crazy. I'm like, the Giants can just literally be as bad as they are for the rest of my life, and they say I'm crazy. Because I'm like, well, the Knicks haven't done anything for me, but...
So you're the two Super Bowls, which you're old enough to see in both of them, those two Super Bowls have given you and have built up enough equity for you with the New York Giants that you don't care what happens the rest of your life.
Until my friends tell me I'm crazy, then I'm like, wait, maybe you guys
that's a bit much. But I have to admit, I don't know if I'm going to call you crazy, but the idea of the Giants never have to do anything else ever again because they won those two Super Bowls for you is a bit much. Yeah, it's a bit much.
But I'm sorry.
Tell a Yankee fan that, because I've seen five championships, and the Yankee fans, my God, that might get you excommunicated. You tell a Yankee fan that you're good forever.
I kind of lie to them. Yeah. I am a Yankee fan, but I'm like, I've seen one in like 98. What was that, like five? I'm like, that doesn't count.
Oh, no, yes. Yeah, so, yeah. I forget how old I am. Yeah, no, so you don't really remember that many. But okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, that doesn't count. I love this one. Anyway, besides the point. What's Mara's strategy to where Shannon Dable, okay, so you don't, I'm like, either extend them, because I don't hate them, but either extend them or fire them. Like, I hate where we're at right now, the Giants fan, like, talking off the ledge. It's like, if you're them, you're thinking, like, dude, we need to save our job. Right? Like, I don't get the strategy.
In some ways, I do believe, and thank you for the call. And your friends are right. You're crazy. I mean, the Giants have to do something. I don't even need Super Bowls, man, but I'd like football seasons. That'd be nice. I'd like to not be more focused on my fantasy team by week six. Can we at least sign for that? But, yeah, listen, I'm okay with not extending them. I mean, I don't think they've earned a contract extension. I do think there's ways to save their jobs without winning football games, but I do believe... or winning a lot of football games. I do believe in Joe Shane having... what's the word I'm looking for here? Not pride, but having, you know, morals, or having a backbone, or having, you know, morals, really. Conviction, or what... I mean, he's not going to just make moves that he doesn't believe in. And he said that. He said, look, I'm not going to just draft someone I don't believe in for the sake of taking that position. Like, he said that in the press conference yesterday. I believe him. I don't think he'll take a quarterback he doesn't believe in just to save his job. I would think drafting a quarterback is more doing what they believe in than if they go trade for Matthew Stafford. That reeks to me of, well, we better win some games. Let's go get Matthew Stafford. Now, it might work, but... if they draft a quarterback, and I'll say this again, and I've said it to everyone who's complained about the idea of drafting a quarterback and not winning enough games and what Mara said, because if you go back, Mara said a lot. And if you go back to when they were first hired, I'll never forget that day. They had the press conference and they had the media scrum after the press conference. And Mara said about, because obviously a talking point was, guess what, Aaron Glenn, the quarterback, and Daniel Jones was the main talking point of the press conference. Joe Mara said, we have done everything to ruin this kid, from changing coaches on him to changing offensive coordinators on him, like to not being able to fix the offensive line. We have done everything to ruin this kid. And I said it at the time. I said at the time, and I wish they would have listened to me, well, ruined is ruined. Right? The point of saying you ruin the quarterback isn't to say we should give him every opportunity to unruin himself. You ruined him. Ruin is ruined. What you should do is learn your lesson and not ruin the next guy. And I'm, as much as John Mara has had a poor run of it since taking over control of the team after his father passed away, as much as it's been a tough go of making hires, I don't think he's stupid. I really don't. I think he's a very smart man who's gone about things in the wrong way and has made some poor decisions. But he literally told us he ruined the last quarterback by making coaching decisions and coaching changes midstream with that quarterback. If they draft a young quarterback, even if they lose a hell of a lot of it, even if they win four or five games, even if it's that bad, if at the end of the year you are seeing progress from that quarterback, you are seeing development, you are seeing touchdown passes, you are seeing the offense work a little bit, you are seeing a young quarterback at the beginning of a developmental process that you see promise in, I don't think there's any way they could fire the coach. I would think they'd have to learn from their failures in the past and not bring in a new coach with that quarterback who looks like he's about to succeed. Now, if it's a failure, if the quarterback comes in and is terrible, then yeah. If there's no progress, if it looks bad, if he comes in and throws a ton of interceptions and he hasn't shown me anything, then maybe they could move on. But if they get anything out of that quarterback, I think that's almost as good as winning football games. But I do believe that Shane and Dable believe in who they are and believe in their skill set. And I don't think they're going to make a pick just for pick's sake. And I think they're going to take a big swing at it. And when you hear big swing and everything, I could even see, and I didn't think they would, and I still think it would be a mistake if they did this. But after hearing Joe Shane speak a little bit, is it possible they would trade for Matthew Stafford and still draft the young quarterback? With that top pick, that seems outlandish to me. Then I would be interested in, if I traded for Stafford, then I might be interested in moving back. I still probably take the top talent in either Hunter. I mean, because I want to help the team. I still think that's what you do. But if you want to get, like, if you believe in Jackson Dart and you believe in a project or Milroe or something, and you want to move back into the first round, get more picks, and possibly take that quarterback there, and then you have Stafford and quarterbacks, a young quarterback that you could sit a full year, two full years, and see what you have after that. I still don't love that strategy, but that's the, you know, Joe Shane's talking about making big, bold moves and taking swings at the quarterback position, which he hasn't yet, other than paying Daniel Jones $40 million, which was a big swing and a miss. 888-808-1019. Jose in the Bronx. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you doing to you, Matt?
How are you, buddy?
Listen, I'm a big fan. I'm going to just do things. Look, the Giants, listen, I love it. I love the coach. I think he's, if you give him time, but I don't know what's, first of all, they got the toughest schedule coming up this year. So we're not winning any games. Giant fans out there,
That's easy to say. And it's easy to say, and I don't disagree with you on the surface when you look at it. But listen, things change, man. We have no idea year to year what kind of play, what kind of team, you know, is going to be right now. Like right now, you might consider San Francisco a loss. Who knows if they have a quarterback? You know what? You know you got their quarterback right now dealing with an elbow issue. Like who knows what these teams look like by the time the Giants play them?
I'll listen to you on that. Now, let's just be very enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the offensive line of the Giants.
Okay.
Come on. What quarterback would really want to come over here? You're talking about Matthew Stafford, who's 37 years old, who is still probably working on his own legacy, want to come over here and get sacked six times every Sunday.
50 million reasons for it.
50 million reasons. But really, you think that he'll give that up? You think L.A. will go and let him go? For like, if he don't take 40? Oh, man.
I don't know. No, well, that's a different question. I mean, I'm just telling you, if he wants his money, because you could say, like, listen, he's done losing. Like, he was losing with the Lions. He's been there, done that. It's part of his career. He's won his Super Bowl. Like, yeah, I mean, you want to talk about legacy? He needs another Super Bowl to be. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. I mean, if he goes to the Giants and turns it around, you also got to remember, like,
how is he going to turn it around on the Giants?
Why not? I mean, it's not impossible. They have a number one wide receiver. They have Malik Nabers, who's absolutely a stud. They've got a young running back in Tracy who had a great rookie season. They've got Theo Johnson, who's a prospect at the tight end position. They've got Wandell Robinson, who's a good slot receiver. They do have Andrew Thomas, if he can stay healthy, one of the best left tackles in the sport. I thought Illuminor played really well at right tackle. They still have Runyon, and they have salary cap money to go spend on interior linemen. Like, the idea that the Giants, like, you mentioned their offensive line. Tell me it can't be better next year. And if you look at it, when Andrew Thomas played at the beginning of the year, they were top half of the league in pass protection.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And I'm a Giant guy. If I'm Stafford, would I rather, if I'm coming to New York, with a team that's ready to, like, win and help me out,
yeah,
would I rather go to the Jets or would I rather go to the Giants?
I'd rather go to the Jets.
There it is.
But that's not the question. I mean, you got to have the, that's, you know, of course. I think the Jets are a more talented roster. Absolutely. Everything I just said. We have Tracy. They have Breece Hall. We have, the Giants have Neighbors. They have Garrett Wilson. Like, they have Vera Tucker. They, Fashion, who turned out to be a really damn good tackle. Like, and their defense is better. There's no doubt I'd rather go play for the Jets. But do the Jets want him? Are the Jets willing to trade? Are the Jets willing to pay him $50 million? Like, you make it sound like it's the Jets, you know, it's not Welcome Back, Cotter, where everybody's going, ooh, me, Mr. Cotter. Like, I don't, there's an old reference for you. Like, I don't know, like, who knows who wants him? Who wants to trade and pay him $50 million? Do the Jets want to do that right now? But I agree with you. If both of them are willing to do it, and it's just strictly Matthew Stafford picking which team he'd like to go to, other than the idea that the Jets are cursed, and maybe he would go work with if he believes that Brian Daboll is a legitimately good offensive mind and would rather go there as opposed to Glenn and a young offensive coordinator. Other than that, no, the roster is more talented with the Jets. I've been saying that for years. You're talking to the wrong guy if you think I'm going to pick the Giants roster over the Jets roster, but that's not, it's not one or the other. That's not the problem at hand. We have no idea if the Jets want him. I think the Giants are certainly interested in him. They're one of the teams linked to him. And you're just asking me, would Matthew Stafford go to the Giants? It depends on how he views this. He's talked about respect. His wife wants to possibly come to New York. There's, you know, she has all these aspirations of a media career, and New York might help. Like, there's reasons he might come here and say, you know, fix the offensive line. Which, again, isn't impossible. I know the Giants haven't done it, but I'm so sick of this idea that, you know, it doesn't matter who comes to play quarterback. The Giants are doomed to fail. Like, it's just not true. It really isn't true. They'd have to fix the offensive line. They haven't been able to do it. Other franchises do it. Other teams turn around their offensive line in a year or two. It can be done. If Andrew Thomas is healthy, they have a stud left tackle. Illuminor was very good. They have cap money. Go buy interior linemen. And again, when Andrew Thomas played last year, they were in the, I think they were in the top 15 of pass protection. Like, it's not impossible. People just are so obsessed with the offensive line. They just think no one can be successful. It's not true. It's just not true. Let's go to Corey in Tom's River. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's going on? Good evening.
Good evening.
I gotta say, man, I completely agree with this take about, you know, I'm not saying that you're saying the offensive line isn't as important as it is, but it has to be the most important position group on the field. You know, when you're looking at Shador Sanders and Cam Ward, I called in before and was talking about this. Shador Sanders ranked absolutely last in college football last year with faulted pressures. Him bailing out of the pocket early, thinking that, you know, his clean pocket was collapsing. Cam Ward ranked in the bottom, like, you know, in the bottom 10 as far as holding the ball too long. You know, until that offensive line is fixed, a quarterback is going to have a really difficult time succeeding back there. You know, with this Matthew Stafford take, I've seen Matthew Stafford every year that he's played for the Rams. Every game that I've watched, he gets up once or twice wincing and holding his ribs, mm-hmm. including this game against Philly. Mm-hmm. The guy's 38 years old. He's taken a beating. It's clear he's been open about his injuries. And, you know, you talk about cap space. Right now you're in a position where you don't have a massive quarterback salary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you build other positions that we're not doing well at. You know, Andrew Thomas, he's missed 53% of snaps, yes, of starts since he's been drafted.
In the last, not since he's been drafted. I don't believe that's correct. I think the last 2 years.
Okay, if I read that stat wrong, I completely apologize.
Maybe I had it wrong. That's what I heard Evan say today. Maybe it has been since he was drafted, but I thought he was talking about the last 2 years.
Yeah, you know,
might
you
even
got,
be worse than that.
You know,
last
Evan
2 years. Maybe it is.
Evan Neal is a complete liability. We can all
bust.
Agree on that.
Yeah,
you know, a complete bust.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but the jury is still out on Runyon. You know, Illuminor was good, and the jury's still out on Schmitz.
Yeah.
So this offensive line is in despair. You know, I know it's not the sexy pick, and I'm not saying at number three. Absolutely not at number three drafted offensive lineman. But you know what? Not for nothing.
They did that with Evan Neal. They did that with Flowers. They did that with Will Hernandez. They've been drafting offensive linemen for forever. Rich Westberg, you know, I mean, they've done it.
Shane has only drafted one. Shane has drafted Evan Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers. And all that, previous, those were non-orange.
But it's all under the time frame of not having a great offensive line.
So wouldn't you think, though, that that has to be the top priority this offseason?
Yeah, but you don't. There's free agency. You don't have to take a lineman. And again,
no,
I know Andrew Thomas hasn't played a lot of games, but Andrew Thomas is a great player. And even when he's played, he hasn't helped the offensive line.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Right now, though, with the Jets being in need of quarterback, the Saints might be in need of a quarterback.
Right.
There's a lot of teams that are behind you that are in need of a quarterback that you might be able to get a steal for.
Absolutely
not. You might
not
be able to accumulate a bunch of picks.
Absolutely not. No
way. It worked
way
for the Bears.
No way.
It completely worked for the Bears.
The Bears ended up getting, you know, the first
they
pick in the draft.
They walked away with a ransom.
I mean, you got to trade to a team that you know is going to be a disaster for have it work out for the Bears. I mean, yeah, I know it worked out for the Cowboys too with Herschel Walker. Like, it doesn't mean that's what I want to do. There's generational talent. They need a great player. What if the Giants traded back when they had the second overall pick and passed on Lawrence Taylor? Like, I'm not passing up on great players. They need great players. And again, with the offensive line, you can fix the offensive line. What should they do? Not care about the quarterback position until they fix their offensive line? Here's an idea. Get a good quarterback and actually find out if it's your offensive line that's keeping you back or it's the crappy quarterback. Like, I'm so tired of this. Like, that's the one thing. You know what? Forget it. Like, the one positive thing about getting Matthew Stafford is we'll finally have that freaking answer. Because we know Matthew Stafford could play. So if Matthew Stafford comes here and he can't play behind this offensive line, then at least we might have the freaking answer. Because I'm sorry. I don't care what the offensive line is. You're not winning with the quarterback play that the Giants have had. You're not. And, like, you make it sound like you draft it and you fix it. But what if it takes you? They've been drafting offensive linemen. They've been buying offensive linemen. How do you know you're going to fix it? What, should we just wait years and years and years until they fix the offensive line before caring about the most important position in the sport? No, we're not ready for a quarterback. Let's just play Tommy DeVito. No, we can't draft one. We can't trade for a good one. We can't pay a good one. Let's just play Tommy DeVito until we're sure we have an excellent offensive line. How we'll know that, I don't know, because the quarterback won't be able to tell us. He'll be so terrible that we'll just go based on how much time he has to throw the ball. We'll go to, you know, I mean, like, it makes no sense. You can't just sit on your hands at the quarterback position under the guise of, well, the offensive line isn't good. Stop it. Get it out of your heads. You guys have become offensive line obsessed. It's beaten you down so much. I'm not saying the trenches aren't important. I'm not saying Philadelphia didn't just win the Super Bowl because they have the best offensive line in the sport and one of the best defensive fronts in the sport. They were able to block and have, you know, give their quarterback all kinds of time and give wide open holes to the best running back in the sport and then get pressure on the greatest quarterback in the league, Mahomes, only bringing four. Yeah, that's why the Eagles won the Super Bowl. 100%. I'm not saying it's not important. Of course it's important. I'm just saying I can't just hide. I can't tuck myself into the fetal position and wait for the offensive line to be great. When they've had opportunities to fix it and still can't. They drafted an offensive lineman 7th overall. Didn't work. They've paid how many different they brought in Nate Solder. They brought in Runyon. They drafted a center who everyone told me was can't miss. Get the quarterback. He'll help the offensive line and fix the offensive line. Hopefully Andrew Thomas can stay healthy.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.